This is the Section 341 meeting of the creditors in the case of Dinosaurs Unearthed Corporation, case number 16-2237, filed in the Middle District of Florida, Jacksonville Division. The date today is August 10th, 2016, and the time now is approximately 2:15. We are in Jacksonville. My name is Scott Baumkamp. I'm a trial attorney with the United States Trustee, which is a component of the U.S. Department of Justice, and I will be presiding over the meeting. Could the parties who are present please make an appearance for the record?
Daniel Blanks with Nelson Mullins on behalf of the debtors.
Jerome Henschel on behalf of the debtors.
Chris Broussard on behalf of the Armada Group GP Inc.
Benny Wall on behalf of Packers Capital Partners.
All right.
Ryan Wanger of Kaleo Legal on behalf of debtors.
All right, so at this time, Mr. Henschel, I'm going to put you under oath. You would raise your right hand. In connection with the testimony that you give here today, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. So we've previously conducted the 341 meeting in the affiliate to the debtor. I'll try not to be too duplicative. What is the role of Dinosaurs Unearthed Corporation in the affiliate group?
Dinosaurs Unearthed Corporation sells, sets up, dismantles, displays in the United States of animatronic dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
The dinosaurs are not owned by this company. They're owned by the parent company, Dyna King Tech, which is in Canada, Canadian company.
Okay.
So Dyna King Tech rents, basically, the dinosaurs to Dinosaurs Unearthed, who would then get contracts with, say, amusement parks like Cedar Park, where they'd set up an exhibit, a display of dinosaurs.
Okay. So essentially this is an entity that has a role similar to Premier Exhibitions management, but it's only as to the one exhibit, the
just
animatronic.
Dinosaurs.
Just animatronic.
Yeah,
dinosaurs.
And
okay.
The Bugs one, so it's...
This does Bugs as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what's that exhibit again? That's...
The Bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call that exhibit?
Hold on. Sorry, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not staying in my mind. It's called Extreme Bugs.
Okay. And these are literal insects that the debtor
They're
displays?
Blown up, and they're innovative. Giant insects that we have two touring... sets of bugs that we tour. We may set them up also in not just amusement park and museum.
So these animatronic bugs or literal bugs?
I haven't seen them. I don't know. I think they're just... I don't think they're animatronic. Are they? Oh, they are. Sorry.
Okay.
I have seen the dinosaurs.
All right. But they're not to scale. They're big.
Correct.
Okay. And does the debtor own its extreme bugs, or does it also lease the extreme bugs?
Leases them.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, the Dinosaurs on Earth has really no assets. It's just an operating company for the U.S. exhibitions.
Okay. And this debtor owns Canadian bank accounts, is that correct?
I believe the bank accounts are U.S. accounts, but they're in Canada. U.S. dollar bank accounts in Canada, correct?
Okay. Held by Toronto Dominion Bank and Toronto Dominion Bank. But those are in U.S. dollars.
Correct.
Okay. Those remain open?
Yes.
And does the debtor have the sole interest in those accounts, or is there another entity with an interest in those bank accounts?
Sole interest.
Okay. And this particular debtor does not have any secured creditors, is that correct? So the four individuals who had secured claims in the other cases, they don't have a claim in this case?
I'm not aware. I believe they do not have any secured creditors.
Okay. And again, there's the contingent and liquidated disputed issue in the schedules. So looking at the leases of this debtor, and who does the debtor lease the exhibits from?
The exhibits are owned by the parent company, DynoKing Tech.
DynoKing Tech, okay. What became of our corporate structure diagram? Okay.
It's on this side here.
Okay. Okay. So this debtor has two affiliates, DynoKing Tech Incorporated and Exchange Co., that are subsidiaries of Premier Exhibitions Incorporated, but are not in bankruptcy. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Exchange Co. is just a company that was set up for the merger to defer capital gains tax.
Okay. All right.
It's actually a numbered company, 103 something something BC Limited.
Okay. Okay, so what I see on the I'm missing something. On the debtor schedule G is that there are leases listed here to exhibition sites, Cedar Fair LP, Discovery Science Center, International Museum of Art, Natural Missouri River Museum, Academy of Natural Sciences, but I don't see a lease to DynoKing. Is that an oversight?
Can I say those, please?
Sure.
Contracts are the other way. These are contracts we have, Dinosaur on Earth has with customers.
Sure, but should that matter for purpose? I don't think that should matter for purposes of Schedule G. Sure.
These particular contracts are with our customers.
Right. But what I'm saying is that it sounds like there are an additional contract or contracts with DynoKing. As you say, they go the other way, but
the DynoKing, as I mentioned before, owns the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs on Earth use those dinosaurs and sell exhibitions using the dinosaurs. How it's charged is through an intercompany charge. It's usually done at the end of the year. We take all the costs. We have a very elaborate spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
We charge down the cost of the dinosaurs, including the depreciation on them. And again, it's been reviewed by the our accountants as to whether it's proper transfer pricing.
Okay, I don't have any quibble with that, but this debtor leases animatronic bugs and dinosaurs from Dino King, does it not?
Using a cost flow down. There's no formal lease per se. We don't. Dinosaurs on Earth does not sign a lease for 10 dinosaurs. It uses the dinosaurs, and based on what's been used at the end of the year, we allocate Dino King's cost to it. Dinosaurs on Earth pays all the direct costs, meaning the installation, the maintenance of it during an exhibition, and the deinstall.
Does it pay money to Dino King for use of the dinosaurs?
Yeah, basically by way of this cost transfer, we mark it up 10%.
Okay. I'm going to take the position that the Dino King arrangement be disclosed on Schedule G.
For sure. No, I agree. It should have been.
Okay. So at this time,
thank you again.
This time I don't have any further questions. Does any member of the creditor or anyone here have any questions for the debtor? Any telephone parties have questions for the debtor? If you're not hearing any requests, I'm going to continue this meeting to a date to be determined with the rest of the affiliates. All right, and with that, this meeting is continued.